A helicopter sets down in the shadow of Mount Ogilvy near the Alaska-British Columbia border. It lands on the snow behind a Nunatak.
That is from 20 years ago. It landed on the sprawling ice field in the mountains high above Juneau. Dozens of glaciers, big and small, spread out from the ice field like fingers of a flattened hand. Weather quickly turned sour, and we were enveloped by a dense whiteout. It was disorienting because there's white ice underfoot and thick fog. They all blurred together, and I couldn't see the horizon. I was fairly new to the area, and the ice field just seemed to be so incredibly big. But what scientists like Scott McGee could see is that the ice field was already thinning because of global warming.
And if the glaciers up here are getting thinner, and there's more melting going on down below, if it continues for I don't know how many years, but eventually the glaciers would disappear. It'd take a long time, granted, because Utaku's so thick.
Global warming was talked about in kind of hushed tones back then, and I really couldn't get my head wrapped around how glaciers could disappear. But fast forward 20 years later, and it's happening. After advancing for most of the last century, the Taku Glacier is now retreating. I'm no longer surprised, and a lot of local Juneau residents aren't either. Bill Corbis still runs his boat past Taku Glacier to get to his cabin. He's owned it for 40 years, but he's used it for much longer than that, starting when he used to hunt moose there. The cabin is near a lake carved out by a pair of smaller offshoots of the Taku Glacier called the Twins. It was much noisier when Corbis first stayed there. He remembers hearing icebergs from the Twins frequently calving directly into the lake, but that doesn't happen anymore.
Now it's there's a great big rock surface, and so it appears to me the glacier's backed up.
Corbis has a long memory. He's 82, and his family first settled in Juneau in 1896. And he remembers stories about steamships from early last century pulling up to the very edge of the Taku Glacier where it met the ocean during its last advance. And back then, the Taku was the big tourist attraction for passing ships.
And get up reasonably close and blow their whistle or their horn or whatever it was, and the vibration would cause the glaciers to calve.
Neil McKinnon's family has been watching the glacier change for generations. His grandfather rescued glass plate photo negatives of the glacier.
Ah, here they are.
McKinnon shows me some black and white prints of those photos.
Poke through this.
You can see those early steamships hauling aboard small icebergs right in front of the glacier. McKinnon's cabin is located further up Taku Inlet, way past Corbis's place. He uses it for salmon fishing and a little hunting. And just a few decades ago, the glacier loomed large.
You know, you could see it, you know, it was like a big bulldozer.
They actually worried about it completely crossing the inlet and cutting off access to their cabin, but
then it just kind of softened up. The edges would come down and they'd be, instead of an ice calving, it would start to flatten out and, you know, soft, I call it softened. You don't have that straight edge.
Why is this happening? Well, the short answer is that there isn't as much snow falling on the ice field and the glacier anymore. As temperatures rise, there's more rain, and the glacier is basically melting. There is a lot of data about the Taku and the ice field that it comes from. The Juneau Ice Field Research Program has been collecting data on the area for 70 years. Jason Edmondson, a geophysicist with the University of Alaska Southeast, has studied the glacier before. He returned last summer during a kayaking trip with a buddy. And like most Juneau residents who live and work alongside glaciers, he saw the massive ice loss.
And what we noticed was that the glacier was pretty far back from where it had been in 2015 and 2016 as well.
It's no longer possible to motor right up to the glacier because so much silt has built up in the shallow water in front of it. In fact, the glacier has retreated so far already that Edmondson says there's lupin, horsetail, and other vegetation already taking root in the freshly uncovered ground right in front of it. For Edmondson, it's emotional because working on the Taku was a rare opportunity to study an advancing glacier.
To sort of see this glacier like kind of losing that battle, is that feels a little bit sad, but then there's also, like, scientifically, it's just interesting to see changes happening regardless of what those changes are or what's driving those changes.
All the science behind the formerly advancing Taku Glacier's new retreat is scheduled to be published in the Journal of Glaciology in January. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.